are back. We are still here with the Figs Band. We are going through their debut album, Synconium. We just heard Food for Thought. We heard Rainbow Row. And then to start off the trio, we had Come Through. So now as we are moving towards kind of the end of both the album and of my hour with you guys, I'm curious, if you had to describe it, what would you say that the overarching theme or feeling of the album is? Did you go in plotting to make something in particular, or did it just come about?
I think it's if I had to give it one word, I would just say like harmony in general, of like taking all of these different ideas and sounds and trying to make them cohesive, which luckily the environment that we recorded it in lended itself to doing that so well. And Emilio specifically, our producer, has such a talent at like taking very abstract concepts and like doing them justice while also keeping it similar. And then the word synconium is a riff off the word syncopium, which like we don't remember the word that we were trying to go for, but we ended on the word synconium, which is a riff off of this Latin word that is the type of fruit that a fig is. Yeah. And it just refers to the kinds of fruit like blackberries and raspberries and figs that are the amalgamation of many different fruits coming together. So it's all about the blend and the harmony of all of our different voices trying to make sense in one room, which is hard when there's six people, but I think we did it justice.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Is there, because obviously figs and synconiums, that comes together. Was that like you guys were just, as you settled on the name, you decided that Synconium was really interesting and you needed to include it? Or like, oh, okay, I see. So there's no deeper, like none of you guys are secret botanists and love things.
Well, the name of the band came about because we were voting on how to pick a band name. This is before I was even part of the band, actually.
Yeah.
And we were using figs as physical ballots in this like very abstract voting system with boxes, and you'd put a fig in the box with the name that you liked. And I was sitting there in the corner stewing because of my marketing brain was like, all of their ideas suck and they're way too complicated. I just like the figs that they're using. And then I was like, hey, what if we use the word fig itself? And then we used a PH instead of an F just to be different. I like to say it's a chemistry pun because we're anything but basic. And the synconium word came because Grady found the Latin terminology online in the studio. Yeah, in the moment. We were trying to name it. It's really hard to name things and all agree on things, but that word really stuck. And then we've done our best to try and get it right. It's not 100% right.
We can't count or spell,
but we can play music.
that's the important part for a band. So I want to thank you guys so much for doing this interview and, you know, allowing me to, I guess, do the, I don't know if it's actually going to be the radio debut, but I in my heart, this is the radio debut. So yeah. I want to thank you guys again for, you know, giving me the time and sharing it with the CJSF radio audience. Is there anyone or any other groups that you'd like to shout out before we close this off?
Absolutely. Blase Blase is our sister band. Two of our homies here are part of that band.
Rhythm Demon
is also a band that this fella's in, Brayden, and then Paper Cult has Grady in it as well. There's many other local bands. Downtown Mischief played our first house show with us a long time ago, and they inspired us to take the party band life seriously and just kind of bring in the theatrics of it as well. Ollie represents the epic ridiculousness here, and I'm just trying to fill his footsteps with our ridiculous themes and our costumes on stage. The Thunes opened for us at our last show, and they got so into the themes of our show. They all wore tinfoil hats for the space theme, which was amazing. And I'm that's all I can remember for right now. But I also want to give a shout out to the Victoria Event Center, which unfortunately no longer exists, but they hosted us for a couple live shows, and then the Coda, who hosted us for our last show. We can't have music without places to play it, so Shout out to Victoria musicians and music supporters who are desperately trying to keep it alive.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys again so much for your time, and I know that all of the audience on CJSF is going to enjoy your album as much as I did.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh. Love to play it live with you sometime.
Hopefully soon.
Thank you.
swiftly brush them off. God, I thought you'd never ask. Love is more than feeling, this tenderness is healing. I wanna hear a squealing, so I will stop at kneeling. I want you on the tip of my tongue. I won't stop till your song is sung. Whoa. I want you on the tip of my tongue. I'm trying to find the words of what we just begun. And it carries so much tension. She holds her every breath in. Well, will she learn a lesson? And I can come release you, like singing my front tooth to beat you out the tree on such a little sweet tooth. I want you on the tip of my tongue. I won't stop till your song is sung.
Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
I want you on the tip of my tongue.
Both.
closed my eyes and now it's past. Wouldn't yield to my iron grasp. Let it live to let it last. My shadows grow.
What is going on there, my beautiful Burnaby bros and babes and all the people in the spectrum in between and surrounding? You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. This is Extratonal, I am Garen Fitzgerald, and I just want to give a